Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're firing up the smoker, tackling a big one, prime rib.
Yeah, the king of roasts. We've been looking at Pitmaster Arsenal's ultimate guide quite a bit.
We have. Our goal is to pull out the, the absolute must-know tips for getting it right.
Exactly. Cut through the confusion. We want to show you why this low and slow method is really worth doing. Okay, let's jump in.
All right, first things first. The meat itself. You're looking for good marbling, those little white fat lines inside the meat.
Right, and a nice thick fat cap on the outside.
Yeah.
That's pretty standard advice, but why is it so important for smoking?
Well, that's the interesting part the guide points out. With low heat, that fat, both inside and out, renders down really slowly.
Melts into the meat over hours, basically.
Exactly. It keeps it tender and juicy in a way that just blasting it with high heat in an oven can't replicate.
Okay, and here's something Pitmaster Arsenal really emphasized, something specific to your area.
Localization.
Yes. Talk to your local butcher. Seriously, don't just grab whatever's prepackaged.
Why the butcher specifically?
Because they know their stuff. They might have, say, custom-aged cuts, or maybe locally sourced beef like grass-fed versus grain-fed options right there in your town.
Ah, okay. And that local difference, that actually changes how the smoke interacts with the meat.
Big time. It affects the final flavor profile quite a bit.
It's
like getting local intel for your cook.
Got it. So you've got this perfect cut from your local expert. Now, seasoning. Salt, pepper, garlic powder. The usual suspects.
Right, but Pitmaster Arsenal stresses this. After seasoning, let it sit on the counter, room temperature for a full hour.
An hour? Why so long?
It lets the salt especially draw out a bit of moisture, dissolve the seasonings, and then pull that flavor deep into the meat before it even hits the heat.
Okay, makes sense. So that leads us to the big why. Why all this effort? Why smoke it instead of, just roasting it?
Well, the guide lays out some pretty compelling benefits. Flavor is a huge one.
Right.
Smoking creates that deep, smoky taste you just can't get any other way. Plus, that slow cooking triggers the Maillard reaction.
Ah, yes, the Maillard reaction. That's the browning, right?
Exactly. But with smoking, low and slow, it creates that dark, intensely flavorful crust. They call it the bark.
The bark. Love a good bark.
Yeah. And that bark does two things. It tastes amazing on its own, and it helps seal in all the juices, keeping the inside incredibly moist.
Okay, flavor is king.
Yeah.
What else? The guide mentioned health, too, which might surprise some people with a big cut like prime rib.
Well, it's relative, of course, but prime rib itself is packed with high-quality protein, good for muscle repair and building.
Sure.
And it's a good source of nutrients like iron, zinc, and those important B vitamins for energy. Plus, you're choosing a whole, unprocessed cut of meat.
Right. Compared to maybe processed options for a big meal, it's a more nutrient-dense choice.
Definitely. But maybe the biggest benefit highlighted, and one I really connect with, is the social aspect.
How so?
Making a smoked prime rib, it's not quick. It takes planning, time, anticipation. It becomes an event.
Mm, like the cooking itself is part of the gathering.
Precisely. It encourages people to slow down, gather around, share the experience. The guys talks about strengthening bonds, making memories. It's more than just food.
I like that. It's about the shared time. Okay, so we're convinced. To get this amazing result, Pitmaster Arsenal says we need the right tools and techniques at the end. Two absolute must-dos.
Number one, non-negotiable. A good meat thermometer. You cannot guess with this.
Okay, so what temperature are we aiming for?
For a perfect medium rare, the guide says pull it off the smoker the instant it hits 125 degrees Fahrenheit internally.
125, that sounds kind of low. Is that fully cooked?
Ah, see, that's the key. It won't be fully cooked yet. You're counting on something called carryover cooking.
Okay, explain carryover cooking.
When you take that big roast off the heat, the residual heat trapped inside continues to cook the meat from the outside in. The internal temperature will keep rising, maybe 5, 10, even 15 degrees after it's off the smoker.
While it's resting.
Exactly. Which brings us to the second non-negotiable. Resting. You must let that prime rib rest, tented loosely with foil, for at least 20 to 30 minutes.
And if you skip the rest...
Disaster. Well, maybe not disaster, but you lose so much moisture. All those juices you work so hard to keep inside will just pour out the second you slice it. The rest lets them redistribute back into the meat fibers.
Got it. Thermometer to 125, then a good long rest. Crucial. What about wood for the smoke itself? Any quick recommendations from the guide?
Yeah, they suggest hickory or oak if you want that classic, strong, robust smoky flavor.
Okay.
Or if you want something a little milder, maybe a touch sweeter, try a fruit wood like cherry or apple. They pair really nicely with beef.
Makes sense. So that's a solid overview for tackling a smoked prime rib, pulling heavily from the tips in Pitmaster Arsenal's guide.
It really covers the key points to get you that showstopper meal.
And thinking about that social aspect you mentioned, it does raise an interesting question for everyone listening. Given how powerful a shared meal, especially one that takes time like this, can be for connection, maybe think about this. What simple food tradition could you start consistently in your own home to bring your people together? Doesn't have to be prime rib every week, obviously.
That's a great thought. Something intentional. For the full details, temperature charts, specific timings, definitely head back to the Pitmaster Arsenal website.
Absolutely. Check out their guide. We hope this deep dive helps you nail that perfect smoked prime rib. Happy smoking.